AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev has been sentenced to die by lethal injection for the 2013 terror attack. A federal jury in Massachusetts reached the decision after more than 14 hours of deliberations over 3 days. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says there's some sense of relief that the trial and sentencing are over.
And I really do hope that for all the families that have been involved in this and the jury and everybody else, that they can find some closure and an opportunity to look forward.
Tsarnaev showed no reaction as the decision was announced. An Iraqi official says Islamic State militants have captured the main government compound in Ramadi, the capital of the western Anbar province. But Brigadier General Thomas Wildley, chief of staff for the U.S. command leading the campaign against the group, says the militants did not gain much despite trumpeting their gains in Ramadi.
We'll see episodic, temporary successes, but again, these typically don't materialize into long-term gains.
The last wrecked cars from a deadly Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia have been pulled from the scene. This comes as Amtrak says service between Philadelphia and New York is expected to stay suspended through Monday. As for Amtrak funding, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says the country's rail system needs a lot of money to modernize its aging infrastructure.
This nation can no longer afford to patch and pray.
He says Congress can't afford to abandon Amtrak. Meanwhile, a funeral was held today on Long Island, New York, for the 20-year-old Naval Academy midshipman killed in the wreck. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had gained 20 points. The S&P 500 was 1 point higher, and the NASDAQ edged down 2 points. This is AP Radio News. Qualifying for the Indy 500 starts this weekend. Here's correspondent Tom McCabe.
Carlos Munoz and Simon Pagenaud have been among the fastest drivers during practice heading into qualifications for the Indianapolis 500. The 9 quickest cars from Saturday's time trials advanced to Sunday's showdown to determine the first 3 rows for the May 24th race. Former 500 winners Scott Dixon and Tony Kanaan are also in the hunt. 3-time Indianapolis winner Elio Castroneves needs to make up some ground, as does Ryan Hunter Ray, the defending 500 champ. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
A California cat named Vanilla Bean with a congenital heart defect got a rare chance at another life. Doctors who usually treat humans joined a veterinarian to operate on the 1-year-old Burmese feline. The Sacramento Bee reports the cat is expected to make a complete recovery. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.